Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with a fellow who, you know, every spring training you see someone who stands out a little bit, and it's Gorkys Hernandez of the Giants, a center fielder. So it's nice to have you on the show. Welcome to San Francisco and KNBR.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what baseball was like for you as a kid.
I'm from Venezuela. I'm grew up in a little city. Started playing baseball when I have a 9 years old. My mom is all the time stay with me and go to the stadium all the time. I signed it when I have it at 17 years old with Detroit Tiger, and go to Dominican Republic. And my first years in the United States at 06. So I put in my career here, tried to put in the best number for myself and for my career. I'm married. I have three kids, one girl, two boys. This is my life, my wife, and try to doing the best father for my kids and the best husband for my wife.
Boy, beautiful. And that well said by Gorkys Hernandez. What about your parents? Tell us about what did they do.
My mom is living in Venezuela, still living over there. My dad is living in New York. He have like 20 years living in New York, but my mom is staying in Venezuela to take care of my brothers and take care of the husband too. So so maybe next year she's going to be here for the season, and I try to help my wife with my kid too.
All right. Nice to have you with us on the show. I always like to know the background of someone. As Philippe Alou says, show me the man first, then the players. So it's nice to hear that you're a good family man. Your career is going a little bit like Gregor Blanco's in many ways. And when he came into camp a few years ago, we said, boy, this guy had a great Venezuelan Winter League. He can play baseball. And you sort of had the same opening of eyes here. Now, you've been in the big leagues before. You've been around. But what was your winter like, and how'd you end up here?
Yeah, you say I've been in the big league for a couple of months before that, 4 years ago, with the Pittsburgh Pirates in Miami Marlins. I mean, last year is my year. So I go to Venezuela, play the win the ball. So I do the great job over there. I'm coming here for signing with San Francisco Giants. Coming here and I say thank you for the organization for giving me the opportunity to be here in the Major League B League camp. So I do the best I can for the team before we start the season. I don't know where I go. I don't know what's going to happen here, but I mean, I try to do the right way, do the little thing, the Boshi one, to look at me and try to, I think so the, my defense is, everybody talking about my defense, but, I want to know the people in the fans want to know more Gorkys Hernandez when I offense and hit him. So everybody know me for have a great defense. Everybody say, oh, you're the best center field that I see. But I mean, I want to the people in the fans know me how I can great hit it, I can do. So that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm working out and this has been training. So just we'll see what happens.
Yeah, very well. All right, Gorkys Hernandez with us. You're having a good spring, like I said, defensively, and as you said, I mean, every time fans you go see a game, there's going to be a throw that you're going to like seeing, and you can steal a base. Early on in spring training, there's a runner on second and nobody out. You hit a ground ball to the right side, and I know you know how to play the game, but as a hitter, what do you have to do to be a better hitter? What's up with your hitting?
I mean, you have to at least have a plan before you go to the home plate. So you have to looking for one pitch specifically. Okay. So for me, I try to use the whole field. I'm a much better hitter using the middle way. Okay. So that's my goal. Okay. Sometime we're gonna pull any ball, but I mean, my goal in my career and the number I put in my career is I using the whole field and most of the part to the middle of the way. That's what I'm looking for. That's my goal, and I keep working on that.
You played with McCutchen, Andrew McCutchen in Pittsburgh, a good center fielder. And in Miami, you had Stanton. What are those two players like?
Oh, the best. I mean, McCutchen, I don't have a word for say that. I mean, McCutchen is the best teammate, good friend, is the leader all the time in the clubhouse and the dugout and the teams. I mean, I think he's a very good player. He do everything for all the team, and I think he have a long career in the Pittsburgh. So, Stanton, he's a huge guy. I mean, he's a strong, nice player. I mean, I think these two guys are the best for any different organization. I mean, Stanton's the leader in Miami. McCutchen is one of the other players, like Roberto Clemente, something like that. I mean, he have everything for have a good long years in the big league. I think he's the best for the team.
Yeah, interesting being in Pittsburgh and Miami, two cities with a couple of stars. Who was your hero growing up as a baseball player? And you're a great center fielder. Who did you like to watch that maybe you enjoy watching?
Before I signed, I watching TV and watching the games. I think for me, before, the best center fielder is Tory Horner. I watch all the time, and I know he can play. He can have a cover a lot of grounds over there. So every time I say I want to know that guy, and I want to be like that kind of send that guy. So I have the opportunity to meet him last year with the Minnesota, and when I have a spin trainer for the Pittsburgh, we played in Fort Myers, and I hit a land drive to right field. He just like he catches the ball, and I say, "Come on, man!" But I mean, it's a this is for me the best center field and outfield. And I remember one play he did for Barry Bonds in the All-Star game. So that's where I grew up before I signed in. Now I'm here, I'm a professional, so I try to not be the same, but be different, but look like the same, like Tory Hunter.
Yeah, very good. Tory Hunter, nothing wrong with him. It's a lot of fun to Denard Span. That was his mentor as well. Have you played in AT&T Park yet, center field there?
No, I have long time ago. I have the opportunity to play over there in the Futures game.
Yes.
2007. I remember too much of the AT&T Park, but I mean, I hope so this year try to remember that and play in center field over there.
All right. Nice to have you on the show as always. And it's been a lot of fun watching in spring training. There's a couple more weeks to go, so we'll see what happens. But you certainly have opened up a lot of eyes. I know that, and the fans should know. Gorky's Hernandez having a good spring, so I appreciate you being on.
No, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I try to do the best I can for all the team, for try to make a team this year.
Yeah. All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.